Hi, this is Travis Perry, Travis's Big Idea Podcast. The story idea I want to talk to you about this week has to do with brain concepts. Imagine if brains were interchangeable or modular or could be altered, or if there were a black box for the brain to save it. In fact, that was the original idea that inspired this story idea, this suite of story ideas that are related to one another. In 2012, I was thinking about those old video games that you can, you know, come back to life, you have multiple lives. And I'm just trying to think, how could that be realistically? And it occurred to me, what if it were possible to put a series of devices inside a human brain that captured all the total sum of neurological content of the brain? But of course, the brain is not just what the particular, you know, neurons are firing that makes them what they are. It's actually the exact structure of the brain too. But what if we imagine that future technology gets so advanced, medical technology, that it could reproduce, that it could re-clone or surgically rebuild a brain so that a brain could be brought back to life? So imagine that if somebody gets killed, they could be revived. In fact, I thought of myself at the time, hey, you know what? This could be like a video game. Imagine that there's, you know, an advanced video game, a storytelling based one, not something like Frogger or something, you know, with a simple loss of life and coming back. But you have this detailed story world in the video game. And in that video game, you come back alive because your brain gets rebooted. And in this story world, as my mind imagined it, this kind of technology would not trickle down to everybody, certainly not at first. So the very wealthy are able to bring themselves back, but people who are not as wealthy would not be able to do so. So the very, very rich would be able to bring themselves back alive. But if you can bring yourself back alive, that also gives you the possibility of changing out your body. If you can save your memories, you could, in theory, recreate your brain in a different body. Now, this idea has been taken up by the Netflix series Altered Carbon. I'm not saying by taken up, I don't mean to say they got it from me. But I did post my idea in 2012, and the series started in 2018. And there's a lot of science fiction in the world, and I'm sure that there's probably other people that I haven't heard of directly that thought along the same lines. But myself, as far as I knew at the time, was coming up with an original idea. But one of the things that I would add to it that is probably unique would be a dimension of people who, you know, if you have this rich group of people who have all this power, their wealth, that can live essentially or what seems to be forever, in most circumstances would be, unless they're completely destroyed and the black boxes of their brain cannot be recovered, they would otherwise they'd be immortal. But imagine if there's a poor underclass, maybe even a religious underclass. And so you'd have a recreation, perhaps, of the English Civil War in a certain sense, that the Cavaliers, those were the rich nobility, the elite of that day, in the days of the English Civil War. What if those are the people who are immortals and they're fighting against, in the English Civil War, they were called roundheads, people of devout religious faith, the Puritans, that's who they were at the time in the English Civil War. But imagine these roundheads in the future are fighting, religious people are fighting against these immortals, these almost godlike beings, and trying to, you know, in a struggle for power. And the roundheads might even be more willing to risk their lives because of a strong belief in religion than these people who have the ability to bring themselves back. But if I create a story world like this, I wouldn't focus on the super rich. I would imagine that maybe there would be a government program for elite soldiers to bring them back. And I would probably want to focus on an elite soldier if I made this kind of story. Anyway, as you realize, when I talk about these kind of story worlds, I'm offering them up, not because I'm saying that I will never write any stories in these kinds of settings, but I don't know for sure that I will. I don't know if I will have time. And it seems a shame to me to have all these interesting ideas and they go nowhere. So I'm offering them up for anybody else if you want to pursue them. Of course, it would be great if you do pursue them and you borrow my ideas that you let me know or you ask me my opinion about them, because it would be a relief for me to know that my concepts helped somebody. And that's what I really like to do, to help folks. However, if that's not what you do, you just want to take it yourself, okay, fine, be that way. One of the things that I already mentioned as I was talking about this, if you could back up a brain, you could possibly make a brain interchangeable. And that was a separate actual post to my original story idea blog that I talked about. What if brains were interchangeable? It did occur to me, and I probably should mentioned the fact that if you could interchange a brain, perhaps you could copy a brain. Perhaps you could try to make an exact copy if you had that kind of control over human brain data. And then what kind of implication would that have to a story? Let's say back to the original Revive video game idea that there is actually a villain who has copied himself or herself multiple times and changed bodies multiple times. Now, I imagine if there was a procedure to recreate brains from black boxes, and it was a dangerous, difficult, expensive procedure, which it might well be, a story could easily make it that way, most people would only change themselves if they died. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a point. But there might be other people who are wealthy enough to change themselves at whim. It would be interesting, not if people, I think in Altered Carbon, people, the very wealthy, change themselves at whim, from what I understand. I haven't actually seen the show, but that's my understanding of what it does. But wouldn't it be interesting if there are people who do change themselves, but it's not common enough that people realize that that happens, that it's kind of a secret, and that the protagonist discovers that that's what's happening, that people are swapping themselves out before they're even dead. I don't know. I think that would be an interesting story idea. Another story idea that came to me that relates to the original idea is, what if brain is such that your conscious mind actually inhabits part of your brain that is related to the things that you consciously control, like, say, your face? You get a lot of nerve input from your face. Your eyes are in your face, your ears in your face, your nose, your mouth. So maybe your face is really a very important part to your brain and important to your consciousness. And your subconscious steps up and controls things that you don't feel as often, like your guts, you know, your liver, your kidneys, and stuff like that. You can be aware of them, but you're not. So what I'm saying is, the idea of conscious and subconscious, maybe the subconscious really is a mind that's in charge of things, you're just not aware of it. That's itself maybe an interesting idea, but that's not really what I was going with. That particular idea inspired me to think, well, what if you could swap out different systems? What if you could swap your subconscious with one that belongs to an animal or could run machinery? Or what if you could swap out, and then, you know, the idea took off, what if you could swap it out like the old Nintendo plug-and-play cartridges, that you could pop out a cartridge into your brain that allows you to maybe see the world the way an octopus does, or to control octopus arms, or to have bat sonar, or dolphin sonar? What if you had these capacities? Wouldn't that be truly amazing? But what if it was even more than that? What if you could swap out elements of your personality, or you could swap out, you know, you could add Vulcan logic if you wanted to, or Klingon battle lust, or something like that. So what if it were possible to alter your brain in that extent? It's just an idea that I had. So all these thoughts I had on past blog posts about how you could save the brain, change the brain, alter the brain, put a brain in somebody else's head. What if there was something else you could do? What if it were possible that you could recreate the brains of people or the experiences of people that are alive? Now, that's not so hard. But what if there are celebrities that sell their brain experiences? They go out and do something. They play a sporting event. They do a concert. And they sell it so that you can actually enter in their brain, maybe literally, like in a wet version copy. Now, this kind of thing's been imagined digitally, like you could do it as a virtual reality experience. But I'm talking about something different, like wet. I would even call it, in this type of story, wet modeling, that you do it for real, that you're really in the actual body, that you pay for a clone to be grown of the person, and you find a way to enter your mind into their mind, to maybe actually even merge your brains, or maybe there'd be a way to do it separately, so you replay their experiences. But as you replay their experiences, it's not just, you know, what they see and touch, taste and feel, it'd be what they think, and, you know, whether they have to go to the bathroom or not, and every single entire aspect. So I called this post, I Live You Very Much. I knew somebody that said that they wrote, I Love You Very Much. Teddy Deppner did that and put, I Love You Very Much, and autocorrect made it, I Live You Very Much. And she goes, well, isn't that silly? And then that's what inspired this particular story idea. But it's related to what I'd already said about the brain. What if you could actually live somebody else's life? Now, let's pursue that idea a little bit further. You could live somebody's life, but what if they could attempt to create historic figures from living relatives, to redo their DNA, to program back certain memories into them? Obviously, such things would be speculative and maybe even controversial, but it probably could be done. It probably could be done that you could have a full all senses experience, even subconscious senses experience of another person, a historical person. Of course, bringing back historical people brings up, you know, like a Jurassic Park situation. What if you had, you know, Abraham Lincoln, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar all in the same place? And it's not just a digital simulation, it's really them. course, in a certain type of world, it doesn't make a difference. What's the difference between a digital simulation and the real thing? So somebody might say, well, why would you go to all that trouble to make clones if you could do it digitally? But I would say that if there's a world capable of doing both digital modeling and wet modeling, some very, very rich people are going to want to pay for the wet modeling. This is how people think. There's nothing like the real thing, right? It'd be like having vinyl records instead of digital recordings. Some people like that stuff. Okay, so what about the soul? I talk about brains being swapped out. I sound really materialistic, right? Everything about a person is a product of their brain. I would not actually probably make the story that way. I think as a Christian author, this gives a really great opportunity to explore what's the difference between a soul and a brain. What's the difference between being a person, the sum of a person's memories, and who a person is? What if you were able to experience another person's life, but still were very different from them? Or what if experiencing someone else's life radically changed you from then on out, that you were forever more like that person? What if you tried to make copies of people, it proved that you could only make one good copy? I mean, you know, you could bring somebody back, but you couldn't do more than that. Maybe because something we would call the soul, something immaterial, transferred in a way that you couldn't predict, you couldn't make copies. Or what if any attempt to bring anyone back wound up making this strange, altered person that wasn't quite right, or maybe radically wrong? These are all ideas that someone could play with in this kind of story. You could also speculate, what if it's theoretically possible that the brain really does generate what we normally think of as a soul? That the soul is immortal, not because it really is immortal, but because, in effect, it's backed up in the cloud. Haha, my pun is intended here, back up in the cloud of heaven, that God keeps a copy of our brain, the contents of our brain, somewhere in his eternal memory banks, and for that reason, we are immortal. Now, that's kind of a radical idea, right? But what if that's the case? What if it is true that we're immortal only because of God and God's direct actions, and not because of anything that's inherently part of us? Now, that's also an idea that could be played with in this kind of story. But as much as I might want to use this kind of story, I have specific Christian motivations for doing so. Not just because I think it's cool and interesting, but I would like to play up these rich versus poor aspects, the difference between not fearing death because you're going to come back and not fearing death because you believe in eternity. Use an opportunity to comment on the nature of mortality and the importance of mortality, what being immortal might do to people, how it might twist their personalities, for example. There are other many things that could be said in this kind of story about the soul, about immortality, about who people really are. And I also think that thinking someone's exact thoughts would probably prove to be completely life-altering, as I hit on just a bit ago, because the Bible itself implies that a person, or it states really, that a person acts the way they think. You know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So as a person feels or thinks in their heart, that's how they talk. So a person acts in accordance with who they think they are. And if you change how you think you are, then you become, in fact, a different person. Anyway, this is kind of my weird story ideas that I'm sharing to whomever might be interested. What are your thoughts, those listening to this podcast, about what I had to say? Do you have other ideas that you'd like to share? Have you read similar stories? And I know that there are plenty of others. There's plenty of science fiction that have explored similar ideas, but not necessarily in the exact same way, not necessarily in the exact combination of ways. So anyway, if you are looking at this podcast and see it, feel free to follow me, leave a comment, get a hold of my blog post, Travis's Big Idea at blogspot.com, or the blog posts I do on speculative faith. Catch me on Facebook and elsewhere. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day. Thanks.